Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Alchemy. I'm your host, Kevin Pump. Yes, 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 that Kevin Pump. What's that? Well, no, because the bank opens at 9 a.m. And I think us being there no later than 8:45 would allow us to be in position so that the manager opens up for the day. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Let's quickly check in with Craig Kakowski for his 2022 March Madness review. Kakao?
I covered all my bases this year because I am really into March Madness. I did a lot of brackets. Right. And
we're talking about Ukraine, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. This is of various Eastern European countries and which ones will survive.
Yeah, that's right.
No.
We went dark.
I've got Belarus going all the way to the final.
Belarus for the absolute victory. Hey, there's Chris Alvarado, taller than he knows. Fill in the blank, please. Sometimes when I make brown, there's blank.
Red. Gary, it's fine.
Look out. Nothing. It's James Heaney.
Oh, no.
Johnny Jungle Jim, what would you be most fearful of in a wide open forest?
If I made brown and there was red.
Yes!
If I was in a wide open forest, I'd be terrified.
That is such a heen.
Because the bears can smell it.
Exactly. Craig knows.
And last but not quite enough coffee for you, if you think at least, Gary Anthony Williams.
Oh. Coffee. I just had one recently and I'm already thinking of my next one, buddy.
Yeah. Well, you're on the East Coast time. So, yeah, you're coming up on that early afternoon cup.
Yeah.
Doctor mostly feels good. If laughter is the best medicine, what is the best hand cream?
Oh, first of all, I say hand cream. And a little secret that African Americans have gotten into years and years and years ago that. And I know this is going to sound a little racist, that the whiteys have just now found out.
Well, that doesn't sound racist at all.
I'm glad it doesn't. Is Vaseline. Vaseline petroleum jelly. The dinosaurs would not treat us wrong.
No, no. Please. They bled and sweat. Hey, let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions gathered from your listener emails or from our patron VIPs. To become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content like standalone bonus scenes, video of our actual recordings of what I'm saying right now, or at the highest level of Alchemaniac, hey, why not join us for one of these Zoom sessions your own damn self? In fact, we happen to have two Alchemaniacs with us today, Ashley and KP, and we had a little chat with them before we started the show, and they're currently allegedly still hanging out with us as they watch and hang out in the Zoom. And that could be you, is my point. Head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis if you'd like a chance at that. Otherwise, send your scene suggestions via old-timey email at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Scene one comes from patron VIP Patrick C., who wrote, "Hey, gang. All the TV shows for superheroes focus on the good guys' point of view. I've always wanted to know what the evil masterminds do in their day-to-day. Do they have a mortgage? Do they have to-do lists? Etc. Take it away, and thanks for all you guys and gals do, Pat."
So is that going to do for you? You just want 1 pound of salami and a half pound of Swiss?
What, that was a half pound of salami. And
sorry, did you just grab a ticket?
You grab a number.
No, I didn't grab a ticket. No, is that necessary here?
He's fine. You're okay. So it was a half pound of salami, full pound of Swiss.
Full pound of Swiss. And
Are you 71?
Are you calling your own number, sir?
Yes, I'm 71.
I'm just working here. Yep.
Mind you, I brought my own scale, and I will weigh it and make sure that it's exactly a pound. Why don't you take Mr. 71 behind me?
Mr. 71, I don't know if you recognize that older person, but that's Mr. Mean.
Mr. Mean.
Okay, he's aged a bit.
Yeah, it's the Popeye laugh that I've always loved when he's in here. And if I could just get my salami.
Of course, of course. I'm going to hand this to him. He's going to weigh. He always weighs it himself. Here you are, Mr. Mean.
Pardon me as I weigh this myself. Mm-hmm.
Very evil. Very evil indeed. So that was a pound of salami. Is that right?
I'm sorry. No. Are you talking to me?
No, Mr. Mean.
Or 71?
Mr. Mean, I know you're a pound of Swiss and a half pound of salami. Mm. 71 is a pound of salami.
Boom! Oh. Stop right there, Mr. Mean. Mm, are you trying to cheat this business out of the rightful cost of their salami?
No. How did you know that I had my hand on the scale the whole time?
You always carry your scale, Mr. Mean. Hmm. I'm sorry I didn't take a number, but I knew a crime was in progress.
But don't you realize, when I put my hand on the scale, it made it look like it was more than it was, and so I'm actually giving them back money.
it's me, citizens. Here. Goodman. It's me, the good man.
Yeah, Goodman, he was giving more money to the proprietor, so where's the crime? There is none. I'm 71. Can I please get my salami?
Salami coming up. You look great for 71.
Thank you very much.
Goodman, he took a number. Goodman, do you want your use?
Sorry, it's Goodman. I am not billionaire Seth Goodman.
Okay, so then you don't want Seth's normal order?
Wait a minute. Just the way he said he's not billionaire Seth Goodman makes me think that you're actually billionaire Seth Goodman.
Does Seth Goodman wear a mask like this? I am Goodman.
No, he doesn't.
But while I'm here, if I could pick up Seth's order, and if the corned beef could be leaner than it was last time.
Okay, you got it.
There was a lot of fat. Seth told me.
Yes. No. Of course. Okay. 71. There's your pound.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And how much is that?
Darling, I'm home. I've just come back from the meatiterium where I got the meat that you asked for. It appears that Mr. Goodman was there. And do you know what I figured out today?
Oh, my goodness. What did you figure out today?
That Mr. Goodman is very likely, in disguise, Seth Goodman. The nice Jewish the fellow rich. Who lives two houses
oh
over.
Oh, my. Oh, my. That's incredible. I don't know. Oh, are you going to follow up on that?
Yes, as soon as I pay my mortgage and do these other daily routines of mine.
I was actually going to say something. We've gotten another final notice, which is strange because there was already a final notice. I'm concerned.
May I read it? Or better yet, would you read it to me?
All right, Gareth, it says final notice. This property will be seized and all possessions repossessed and sold for value.
Thanks for coming in, Mr. Mean. I just want to go over some of the numbers here with you. Bookkeeping department red flagged a few things for me, and I just wanted to make sure everything was okay. And
well, please go ahead, because I'm on the trail of Mr. Goodman.
Seth, you talking about Seth Goodman?
I think I am, yes.
Yeah, we do his taxes as well.
Oh, you do, do you?
Yeah. Yeah, I know all the Goodmans. I just took a guess. The first one was Seth. So, a couple of red flags. We got did you need to take out a second mortgage? Is that something that might make sense to you? Because I'm going to recommend it.
I don't know if I need to take out a second. Do you mind if I get my wife on the telephone?
I don't mind, but I'm just curious about the income. I don't see much of it. You've listed your profession as, well, fighting crime. And so I'm not a big fan of crime myself.
I think you read that wrong. I listed my profession as not fighting crime.
oh, here it is. Yes. Not. Well, that's weird. Why does it say not fighting crime?
But do you not realize who I am?
Well, you've been a long-time client of ours, so we're very happy for your business.
Have you not read all of the newspapers as of late?
I read about four newspapers every morning, yeah.
Turn to page 3 on any of them.
One.
Two.
Two.
I'll help you. The next number is 3.
3.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Dodgers did trade for that guy.
Are you fucking serious right now?
What am I looking for? I'm sorry. My eye doesn't always go to what a standout story might be. Mr. Mean. Mr. Mean. Mr. Mean.
Mr. Mean.
You're in the paper.
Yes.
If you could tell Mr. Goodman that Mrs. Mean is here to see him, and maybe you could buzz me in. I've got some private conversation I'd like to talk to him about.
And did you have an appointment?
I don't. This is kind of off the cuff. But I think he'll know who I am if you say Mrs. Mean is here to speak with him.
Very well. Billionaire Seth Goodman. You have an unexpected guest. It's a Mrs. Mean. She says she's arrived off the cuff. Would you be seeing her today?
Sure, why not? And thank you for addressing me as billionaire Seth Goodman, Marshall. Yes, yes. Course. Send her in. Send her in.
I have buzzed her.
Oh, my.
Why, Mrs. Mean? I'm billionaire Seth Goodman.
I know who you are.
Perhaps the most powerful man in this county.
Maybe country. Maybe country.
Maybe.
If what I've heard about you is true, you're the most powerful man perhaps in the world, physically.
Well, oh, me?
And financially.
Me? Oh, no. I simply sit behind a desk and do numbers all day.
Pardon me. My husband says, corned beef. Corned beef. Anybody? Would anybody like some corned beef?
That's so thinly sliced.
It's very thinly sliced. It melt in the mouth, corned beef. Marshall, could you make a Reuben for Mrs. Mean here?
Very well. Very well.
We import Belarusian sauerkraut for our...
oh, wow. I don't know if I've ever Reuben. Had that.
Oh, it's delicious.
I wish I was here just for the pleasures of meat in my mouth, but I'm really here because my husband's told me that he knows that you are... Good man.
Now, you're not
married to that notorious supervillain, Mr. Mean, are you, by any chance?
That's where my missus comes from.
I see. What was your maiden name?
It was okay. I was Mary okay before, but
Mary
it turns
okay.
out I
went.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's a beautiful dress, by the way.
Thank
sorry,
you.
I didn't compliment you on that before.
Well, it's okay.
Tell me, is this silk?
Oh, yes, that is. It is silk. Ooh, that gives me shivers.
I can immediately determine the provenance of any fabric.
I don't believe you. Where do you think this silk is from? Because I happen to know.
It's Malaysian silk.
Oh, my God. You do know, Seth. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a little lightheaded right now. I'm here for a purpose.
And what
my
perfume
husband
is that
knows.
You're wearing, Mrs. Mean?
This.
I'm sorry. Can I call you Mary?
Please do. It's I'm embarrassed to say it's not the original.
Mr. Mean, you know me. I work for billionaire Seth Goodman.
Yes, of course I know you.
But you know I also have an evil streak to me. Do you not?
I do not realize it, but I can see a very green aura coming from around you.
Well, I'm here to report that your Mrs. Mean stopped by the mansion for purposes of getting meat in her mouth.
What was she wearing?
Malaysian silk.
That's her courting dress, her dating dress.
Excuse me, if somebody's got that Toyota Corolla with
yes,
the license
that
plate,
would be me.
Lean
what about
Mean?
It? Yes.
It's being towed right now.
Oh,
towed?
Shit, you better go. That is scene one. Scene one.
Oh. Even villains get their cars towed. Yep.
Yep.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian Mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scene two comes from listener Corey K, who wrote, "Hey there, KP. How did he know? And the Alchemy team, long time, first time. This show always ranks the highest in my yearly Spotify." Well, then, thank you for that, I think. Is that?
Yeah. That means he listens to us more than any other podcast.
Yeah, I'm just curious about a fella or lady who looks at their annual report on Spotify to figure out.
Everyone does.
Oh, it's a thing. It's a thing on social media. You share it.
Yeah, you post at the end of the year.
You post? Really?
Yeah. So you get a yearly recap, and it's fun for people to post on Instagram and Twitter and stuff.
It's really fun. It's really fun.
Gary knows. Gary knows.
Super fun.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm feeling very creeped out by people I love right now. Candle maker. Here's the scene suggestion from Corey K.
What was it?
Candle maker union and the electric light bulb. I can't wait to hear you read this email aloud as if it were the first time you read it at all. Corey K. out of Oregon. Candle makers union and the electric light bulb. Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
Did you want me to pick you up for the meeting?
I mean, you usually do. Yes, please.
Yeah, but I got a weird text that I thought was from you about the music you've been listening to, and I just didn't know if that was your way of saying don't pick me up.
No, I just wanted you to know I've queued up a playlist for our ride today.
Yeah, okay. So that's the part that I was curious about, because that just creeps me out. Your playlist and your musical taste is none of my business. So in terms of our friendship moving forward, let's leave that out of it. If I want to know your opinion, I'll give it to you, sort of thing.
Okay. Okay. It's kind of a melancholy playlist because I've got some insider information that I think you might.
Insider information. My ears are a little.
Well, my wife is in the union, you know, and they had a meeting last week, and the Candlemaker Union's coming back, and they're confident.
Whoa! Can we not say?
I know.
Candlemaker, Jesus, this could be recorded right now. What we're saying, you don't know.
I would have said this is being recorded, or you would have. Is this being recorded? Like, don't you have to say that in California?
Well, you know what? If it is, we're fucked. So just tell me more about your wife being a part of this union.
She's always been part of the union, but it's just like a hobby, you know, candle making hobby. But they're restarting the union, and they're going to try to give.
And that's all the tape I have, sir. That's all the tape I have. So I recorded their entire conversation up until that point. And
so from what I understand, then they do know that we are making our return to greatness.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, they don't say greatness, and I think that's the point I'm trying to get across to you. People are aware that the union is coming back, and we're coming back strong, but they don't know how great we can be.
Now, do they also realize that we're the reason for the bee shortage, that we've been housing all the bees to make wax for our candles?
I don't think they've made that. I don't think they've made that connection. I think that's good for us, sir.
Uh-huh. And do they realize that we've also hired several slaves down south to make cotton wicks for all the candles?
Is that part true? I thought that was a rumor.
No, that's not a rumor at all.
That's a true.
They're very well paid slaves, and they sing in the field, so they're happy.
Employees.
Oh, sure. You can call them that.
I'd rather not call them anything. Sir, there is just still one, and I'll just say it. It's just one thing. Electricity's been doing so well. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem like that's a trend, like you said, or a fad. Mm-hmm. It seems to be here to stay, and, you know.
Oh.
Now, we do have an insider. We do have an insider at the Electric Light Bulb Company trying to gather some information.
Who's there? Who's there at the company?
We sent in our best. We sent in...
My name is Chandler. And, love electricity. Just want to... Wow. A lot of light. A lot of light in this room, huh?
All right. Well, what you need to do is you need to stretch this filament so that it goes on both sides of this, so that the conductivity brightens
so
the filament.
That's
you know
how they
light
do
bulb
it.
Works, right?
Yes. Yes, you stretch the filament, and then
sure it goes to both sides, right. And that's how the electricity goes through it.
Right.
I mean, why are you so curious about everything else that's going on here?
I mean, it's just fascinating. Like, I mean, the power, right? and light. You know, you don't want to sit there and curse the darkness. Though, I mean, there was for thousands of years a perfectly good solution to darkness, of course.
Oh, you know? That reminds me. I want to make sure I warn you. Try not to do any clapping because a lot of this is clap activity. You could turn off a whole line of the whole factory.
Really?
Line
like
long. Oh, for God's sakes. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Does somebody have a lighter?
Could someone buzz Chandler into my office, please? Chandler, Chandler.
Very well.
Chandler, buzz in.
Chandler Candler reporting for duty.
Yeah, I just realized as I misread your name that your name basically is Candler, which is exactly what you do.
Yeah, I mean, I come from a long line of Candlers.
Now, I have in my breast pocket a check for $2 million. I have in my rear back pocket.
Okay.
On the right hand side of my rear back.
You're right or my
right? $4 million, but my real back. Hold on, let me call my tailor just one second. Hello?
Hello, Taylor Schmigagel.
Hey, Taylor Schmigagel. Miss Booker to you. Let me ask you a question here. In that last suit that you made me,
yes.
But with the rear back pocket, I put a $4 million check in there, and someone was questioning me if it was the rear or the back right pocket, and I was at a loss for what to
do. We did not make the left side back pocket for checks.
It's just the right.
It has to be the right.
So if it fits in there, it's the right rear back side.
Yeah, it would never fit in the left. The left is really for a pencil, maybe a back scratcher you could put in there, or a fingernail file, or maybe a screwdriver could fit.
I'm writing all these down. They're very slim items.
A nail. You could put a long nail in there,
a nail file
would go nicely.
Do you need me to step out, sir?
No. This is all information I'm going to share back with you in just a moment.
Anyways, was there anything else?
That's it. Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom to you.
No, I said it first.
That's not billionaire Saul Goodman you're talking to, is it?
No. He's off somewhere with Mr. Mean's wife stroking silk. Now, this $4 million check that's in my rear right back pocket, I've been assured, because it's not
my
a
left.
Nail or,
my
a,
left. Got
or
it.
A nail file or any of those items. That's for you for shutting down that light bulb place yesterday.
Nice.
The one in my brain. You're in the wrong pocket. Wrong pocket. You're going to pinch it. You're going to hurt yourself.
You said you're right.
Right. But notice that you're standing back to front with me. So then that makes you got to use your.
I reached around the wrong
you
way.
The wrong
yes.
Way.
I got a screwdriver.
Yes, right. That's one of the items that would be kept in there.
Okay.
This other $2 million.
Yes.
Is for you to go over there again tonight and shut it down permanently.
Sir, how do I do that?
That's up to you.
I like it.
Honey, could you pass the Parmesan cheese?
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you. I'm going to ask you to do something I didn't think I'd ever ask you to do.
Well, first, like you to quit tell me why you never thought you'd ask me to do it.
Because I love the fact that we have such independent lives. We don't have a codependent relationship.
What do you
I
mean?
I want you to quit the Candlemaker Union.
Oh, my. Okay. So we've gone wonderfully for 17 years without being codependent or telling mm-hmm. each other what we think they should do.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd like to break that tonight by asking me to quit my job?
I think that you could just continue to do it as a part of a hobby. Like you could make, you know, sand candles.
Mom, Dad, I'm going to go hang out with my friend Chandler. I'll be late home later. Bye.
Wait, what? What time are you going to be home later?
Later.
God damn it. I don't like his friend Chandler.
I don't like that you've raised a child to do whatever the hell he please.
Well, he's...
Hey, what's up, Chandler? Oh, man, this is a cool ride.
Yeah, it runs entirely on candlelight.
Fuck yeah, dude. So, all right, let me go those again.
I can reach a high speed of 12. Shit.
Hi, let me see your license and registration, please.
There you go, Chandler Candler.
Well, those candle headlines you got up there. That's pretty nice. Sorry, I just make sure everything's okay. I see a grown-ass man riding with a young boy in a car at nighttime, and it just
sure
looked a little suspicious.
Got
I'm
it.
I'm 14, so respect.
He's small for his age, though.
Yeah, but that's a young boy, and you're a grown-ass man. We're not going to get
that's
into
true.
This. But everything
that's
looks
true.
Up and Adam, and everything looks okay. On the A, O, and the K. Guys, have a great. Good night, huh?
Easy does it, Johnny. Sorry, you two. He gets a little overzealous. I keep telling him they could be father and son. They could be uncle and nephew. We don't need to rush to judgment.
Just friends. Okay. Best friends.
Now you see, huh?
Now I'm suspicious, Johnny. No one says just friends unless they're covering up something. Hold up. Sir, could you step out of the car?
I think he means you. He'd probably call me a kid.
Who, me?
Kid, stay seated. Yes, you.
See, sure.
Yeah. Let me see your license. I know you showed it to my partner, but let me get a look
at that. That's me, Chandler Candler.
Chandler Candler. Okay, that's definitely made up. What do you do for a living, Chandler Candler?
Don't
say it. Don't say you're a candle maker.
Well, I'm a Chandler.
You chandle for a living?
No, a Chandler makes candles. It's a fancy way of saying candle maker.
A Chandler?
Huh. Sorry, you accidentally just blew out one of my headlights.
Yeah, I get a little, I boviate. I don't know if you could tell. So how long have you been a Chandler?
My family?
Your answer should be from birth, if that's actually your birth. Name.
Yes.
Yeah. And you say your profession is also a Chandler.
I am also a Chandler, yes. But currently I'm working at the local power company.
Oh, what do you do there?
I'm responsible for...
Shouldn't have to think about it. Should really just trickle right off the tongue.
Many
if
things.
If it is, in fact, a fact.
I'm not a spy.
This is what we call
it.
This is hemming and hawing, sir.
Okay.
Just so you know. I'm going to need you to step back, put your hands out wide to either side, and then one at a time, bring him in and just touch the tip of your nose. The tip of your nose with your finger. Just one finger at a time.
All right.
Yep. And now reverse.
Okay. He doesn't drink.
This is not difficult.
What's the kid's name, Chandler?
What's the kid's name?
Yeah.
This kid?
Your friend, the boy. Yeah.
We call each other friend. That's for sure.
We call each other friend for the most part.
Okay.
I think it's never gotten beyond that. I mean, we're just friends.
Oh, man. See, again, thou dost protest too much or some shit like that. Kid, why don't you go ahead and step out of the car as well?
No, I'm good.
He's good.
Johnny, you want to get the kid out of the car, please?
Yeah, I'll get the kid out of the car.
No, you won't. You can't touch me.
Okay, watch well, that's this. Resisting arrest.
Oh, my wrist. Oh, my arm.
I hate to do this. See you, Chandler.
Okay, he can get a high speed of 12 miles per hour in that candle car.
Should be able to chase him. Let's give chase, shall we? And that is scene two.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage, for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scene three comes to us from listener. Nope. Patron supporter. How would y'all pronounce D-E-N-I-Z? Denise?
I would.
Sure.
Dennis.
Yeah. I thought dentist, and my brain said, no, no, we're not going to use Z as a S sound. Denise wrote, hello, dear alchemist. I would like to start with saying that I love each and every one of you very much. A scene suggestion just off the top of my head. Sword fight.
Notice the balance of this one. Notice the hilt, the balance on the handle, and then notice the width of the blade. This is one that you'll want to take into battle with you, I assure you.
When you say
it's just
hilt, hold it a second, sir. Let me just check this before.
This is, I'm taking number 74 right now, sir. You'll have to wait your turn. Go ahead, please.
Sorry.
That's fine. That's fine. We all get a bit rambunctious and impatient when it's sword fight day, don't we?
Yeah. Hey, would you mind, 73, would you mind asking what a hilt is? Thanks.
I have 75. Oh, you know what? It is 3. I am 73.
Forgive my handwriting.
I am so dumb.
Let me make a public apology. For everyone standing in line, forgive my handwriting. My 3s tend to look like 5s, and for some reason, the 0s look like 4s. Go ahead now, please. Yes.
I'm going to defer. What was the question you wanted to ask about the hilt? Because my question was, well, I don't know. I'm just going to ask my question. The blade is very wide.
Yes.
But it's not very long.
No.
Is it really a sword?
This is a short broad. This is a shortened broadsword for more up close battle. When you're in the heat of battle, you want to see the sweat on your opponent's brow. You want to smell his breath and the tickle of his mustache. That's when you know you've conquered a man.
I was really looking for a sword that I could fight at a great distance from someone. Maybe like a very long
sword. Yes, that's like called a sword. Yes, that's a CS sword, a chicken shit sword. Hold on just a second. Let me get my assistant to open the chicken shit room for you. Darius?
Yes?
Could you open the chicken shit room and take this fuck-faced loser back there and let him choose some wimpy-ass sword?
Of course!
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you, the hilt. You want a heavy hilt and a broad blade.
Yeah, I'm not as familiar with the word hilt. I'm new to sword fighting. And so could you help me out?
Yes, hilt. It actually stands for what it sounds like. Hilt. The H is for hand. I is interior. L is for
length.
Length. And T. Wait, you kind of do know it.
No, I'm just good at acronyms.
A hand in.
So as you can see, we got a lot of options here. It goes all the way from coward to bitch. You know, your choice. Yeah. Depending
just
on
the longest sword possible.
Well,
I'd like to be able to strike somebody from even maybe around a corner if possible.
All right. Yeah. That's the BB sword. We don't sell many of these. This is the biggest bitch sword. Open this here. Now you see, this is 22 feet in length. It even has a. It has a little curve at the end. So you can go around corners without actually looking.
Uh-huh. It's kind of bendy. It's very bendy.
It's bendy, yeah, but it still kills. Still kills.
All right, I'll take it.
Who you killing?
What the fuck? I was just rounding a corner. You swing a sword at me?
Sir, you're bleeding. You're bleeding from your
ow.
Gut.
Oh, God. Oh,
I saw the whole thing. I saw you. If you need a witness, I saw you come around a corner there.
I saw it too.
Yeah. Oh, God. What did he look like? I don't have any enemies.
He's over there about 22 feet away from you. He's still standing there with a big smile on his face. Whoop, he's starting to run. I could give chase.
You can't get far with that big ass sword.
I could give chase. I think I could catch him. That sword probably weighs a pound or two.
Oh, it's so easy to get a sword in this town.
You want to help?
Don't
this
they
guy
do background checks?
I'll give chase if you want to check on this guy.
Yeah, it could. And please call an ambulance. Oh, God.
Nurse, we're going to have to operate on this man. But since he was struck in such a odd way, as they say, we'll have to operate equally as odd. And I'm going to go into the next room. And I need you to try to elongate and bend this scalpel so I can operate him from the same way that he was stabbed.
Right. Okay. So
why is no one in here with me?
We're around the corner, sir.
We're around the corner. You'll be fine.
Where's the anesthesiologist, for fuck's sake?
The anesthesiologist is 3 buildings away.
Right. So he's on his way in.
No. Okay. He's going to work from three. This man was struck in such an odd way. We have to heal him in an odd way.
Okay. Well, you're
still bleeding from the gut.
We understand.
Shouldn't we patch him up? I mean, get right in there with needle and thread.
We're going to scalpel him open first.
Right. We're going to open him up even more.
Open him up more, the same way you would with a... Oh, what's something that's open that you have to open more to really appreciate?
A zipper.
Like a zipper. You have to take it.
Hey, welcome back. There's been new protocols. We have to do background checks now, so I got to ask you a couple questions before you get one of these sores, if that's cool with you.
I just want to get the same thing as you sold me last time. There's rules. I can't just get the same. I want another BB. I had to drop it in the running moment, you know?
That happens a lot. A lot of people who buy the BBs drop them and run. a couple questions here. Are you a bitch?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever been into a hand-to-hand combat situation?
Oh, God. Not hand-to-hand. No way.
Were you ever picked on?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. Certified bitch. Yeah, okay. So you wanted the same one? Because we got a new one.
Oh my God, that one was really good. Like, what's the new one?
This is the triple B. Now, only my boss has the key to open it. But if you want, you've passed the background check. I can get him.
Yeah, I want it. Right. That last one was good, but there's a new improvement to it.
There's an improvement.
The problem is that it was hard to run because it was so long.
Most people just drop it and run.
That's probably it's so expensive. Yes, I want the triple B.
Okay. Sir?
Yes.
Boss?
Yes. Hold on just one second.
He kisses for a long time. He's always kissing his girlfriend.
I'm halfway done kissing you, darling.
He loves to kiss. Do you kiss anybody?
Me?
Yeah.
He
kisses all the time.
I'd like to try it, though. Are you?
No, not me.
Are
no,
you
no.
interested? No.
Oh, he's almost done here.
And finished.
Okay. boss, we got somebody here who wants to check out the triple B. Now I know it's secret, so I will leave the room.
Whoa. Did you do a background check on this guy?
Yes, sir. He's a bitch. He's never been in a hand-to-hand combat before, and what was the other one?
He was picked on, was he?
I'm sorry. Yes, he was picked on. Yep. Okay.
Very good. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I saw your sallow cheeks in here earlier with the
Yeah.
Well, this one is really made for distance and is lightweight. The hilt is actually made out of helium. This not only goes around a corner, it'll reach down an alley and up three stories to a building.
Wow.
Hey, babe, sorry. I'm still on my way there. I had to go to the emergency room.
What happened?
I'll tell you all about it later. They stitched me up from 20 feet away. It was crazy.
Sir, are you going to go up to the third floor or not? I'm not holding this elevator forever for you.
No, that's fine. I'm just finishing with my wife. I'll take the stairs.
Who is that?
Third floor.
Hold the door. Holding the door. Hi.
Who's that weirdo?
I don't know. Just some guy at the hospital.
Hold the door.
Anyways,
is that the hold the door guy?
Holding the door. Hi.
I don't think it's the original guy. It's another guy who's filling in, I think. Okay. Tell everyone I'm
holding
on my
the
way.
Door. Order up.
No, you guys can go.
Hey.
Sorry. I was just serving a few tuna sandwiches.
Okay.
Jim's got kids over with the pool again today.
So. Hold the door.
Anyway, I'm in the lobby of Catchphrase 101.
Holding the door. And hi.
Anyway, I'm
well, get
I'm
home
go
safely up. Without okay. getting stabbed
okay.
again.
Yes, I love you. Okay.
Bye.
All right. Well,
wow, boss. You sold him the triple B, huh?
I did. I've never seen such a coward in my life.
Boss, do you ever feel like maybe you're responsible for some of the death in this neighborhood?
Absolutely, yes. Why do you ask? I feel like I am 99 to 100% responsible for all the deaths of sword deaths. Yes, I do. I feel that way. Did you ever see that movie about the Winchester Mansion? Well, the wife was crazy and she
upset that her husband had used the Winchester rifles to kill people? My wife is building another room onto our home right now. I'm afraid she is going insane from the guilt of me killing people. Anyways, I have to go out for a sandwich now.
Wait, I know what that means. It's code for kissing. You're going to go kiss some more. Boss, you can't lose yourself in all these kisses. You gotta stand up.
So what you'll notice on your right is a stairway that leads up to a door, and on the other side of that door is a brick wall. Mrs. Winchester was told by a psychic to keep expanding her home in order to stay alive.
I have a question from the back.
Yes, a question there. Is the gentleman psychic in the red velvet hat?
That's me. They call me Velvy. Is the psychic still alive, or did he die around the time Miss Winchester, or previous, or on the same day? Do we know
about
that?
I don't know if you're a fan of a show called Forensic Files.
A fan of it? Yeah, of course I am.
A story did come out about that very psychic whose husband was a contractor and in cahoots, and the whole thing was a plan to get Mrs. Winchester to keep building.
Oh, that is interesting information. Thank you. Velvy, thanks you.
Thank you, Velvy. Any other questions while we're at this door?
Is that sword that's reaching around the corner part of the tour?
Yes. That was the sword that Mrs. Winchester purchased from a sordatorium in 1931, and she believed that the sword could poke the contractor when he was taking a break.
Question?
Some of his crew. Yes?
Is that the original bitch crest? The family bitch crest?
That is the third one, not the original. Sorry. Yeah, no. The original's in a museum in San Carlos, California. Yeah, that's mid-peninsula.
San Carlos, California.
About 11 California. Miles from here.
This is Gary Anthony Williams with the Midnight News. Apparently, a run on San Carlos has been made. People are coming from all over America to San Carlos, California. There's a young man here now. I'm going to try to stop him. Excuse me, sir. Sir, could you slow down? Just I'll keep up with you running then. Sir, why did you feel it necessary for you to come to San Carlos, California?
Well, finally, we found the original location of the bitch crest. The original family bitch crest.
And it's here,
and
in San,
it's worth a lot.
It's here in San Carlos?
It's here in San
my
Carlos.
Heart, my heart.
This is Chris. Gary Anthony Williams, Midnight News. Love your work.
This is Chris Alvarado with the 1 a.m. news. It breaks my heart to say that Gary Anthony Williams, beloved anchor of the Gary Anthony Williams News at midnight, has died. He's died of a heart attack.
Questions from the back. Hi, question from the back. Hi, I'm sorry. Wow, I was doing a studio tour and I saw you in there talking. Where did he die? What part of the world did he die in?
I won't be giving that information out.
I said, where did he die? What part of the world did he die in?
That sword is so fat and so short.
Yeah, I smell your breath. I see the sweat in your eyes.
And my mustache?
I see. I feel the tickle of your stash.
San Carlos,
This is Craig Kikowski with your 2 a.m. news. Chris Alvarado, our 1 a.m. anchor, has been fired.
And that is our show for today. Oh, man. Mommy, make it stop. Oh, gosh, bless us all. Thank you all very much for being here. Let's start with Craig Kikowski. Craig, anything you want to share that our listeners should know about? Anything at all?
Yes. A chandler is the name of a candle maker.
Okay.
That is a little hobby of mine is learning those old English last names that are occupations. There's the obvious ones like cook and baker and butcher. But a chandler is a candle maker. A fletcher is an arrow maker. A cooper is a barrel maker.
Whoa.
I'm so glad I asked, and thank you for all of that. Write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com if you have further questions about names that refer to occupations. Occupations. Chris Alvarado, thank you for being here. What can you tell us?
Gosh, I can't tell you stuff like that, but I can tell you that my wife, Jessica Lowe, who's been on the show before, is her show Minx has premiered on HBO Max. It's a big hit. Everyone loves it. And I might, if I don't end up on the cutting room floor, I might be in an episode coming up here soon.
This week. That's one of the stars of Minx.
That's one of the stars of Minx, everybody. Oh. That's Jessica Lowe. Well, this week doesn't mean much because who knows when this airs. I just want to say, check out Minx on HBO Max.
Can we get a visual cameo as well as an audio cameo?
Just is she wearing
that'll
red?
Be $64.99.
She charges for these now.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I got to pay for that. Thanks.
$64.99 in the mail. Gary Anthony Williams, Swedish of Cheeks. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, this was literally my pleasure. And I will tell you this. Without our guests on the show with us, I wouldn't have delivered like I did today.
No, there was a certain pressure that was pretty nice. Yeah. Yeah. Having KP and Ashley with us. Yeah.
And if anybody knows the original version of Elton John's, it seems to me you live your life like a candle in the wind.
Ah, yes.
Bernie Taupin, that freak for words. Mm-hmm. James Heaney, thank you for being here as well, Dr. J.
Thank you. I want to remind everybody that it's not too late to get their ticket to the April 3rd Alchemy This live show at the Westside Comedy Theater. It starts at 8 p.m. God knows when it'll end. Honestly, if we all really stick together, we could probably keep them from closing at the end of the night. But otherwise, it'll be like an hour-long show.
Thank you for that. And those of you listening after April 3rd, 2022, I'm sorry. Let's thank our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. Award-winning co-star of Minx, Jessica Lowe.
Jessica!
I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you to please be kind to everybody you know and don't know. Be kind to a stranger today just for shits and giggles. Tell everyone you've ever known about the podcast. Until next time.
Alchemy this.
Jing.
Coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people,
It gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.